I had been to 4 Emmeline Michel concerts, and I'd seen her beaming face on billboards across Port-au-Prince before I finally got a chance to chat with her one sunny November morning in New York Central Park. Talk about memories and the present-day reality of Michel's homeland was inevitably laced with sadness, even before the earthquake. But she carried with her a sense of hope, a gift she graces her Haiti-loving audiences with around the world. Michel has a fresh, youthful energy, but asking her about the origins of her career brought us back some 30 years. She described being raised in a very unmusical and strict Christian household. As a teen, it was only at friends' houses that she was able to listen to LPs of artists like Jimmy Cliff, Bob Marley, Sade, and Kenny Rogers. Finally, when Michel was 21, her friend Rachel brought her a record player and one record, which she played over and over and over again.
She said, you're going to like that one. And that woman, I cried a tears, you washed it down. I was confused, you clear my mind. You needed me. Na 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 na. You needed me, you needed me. And I can't believe it's true. I was listening to that over and over, because this is the only one I had. So that's the time where my father started to give in, because Rachel, yes, her family is very Christian. And then she introduced me to, now she would bring, said, why don't you buy this one, this one, and this one? I was confused. You cleared my mind. I sold my soul. You bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity.
That album was Anne Murray's Love Songs. Michel dreamed of having a musical career, but in her world, even reaching stardom was no guarantee of meeting basic material needs.
First of all, musician is not well regarded at that time, I would say, in Haiti, because musician is like, oh, you're having fun. You pass, you know, you're just amusing the crowd. It's not a career. Why would you consider that a job? There's a legitimate thought behind it, because everybody we know, like Luman Casimir, the first female singer and guitar player in our country, she died in poverty. She was in a small hut, people bringing her food. She had tuberculosis. That's what stayed to people's mind. She represent success, but this is how she ended up. And Robert Sico, name it, Nemours, all the people that been successful, the way they ended make everybody believe like, you know what, this is not a story of success.
Michel's father was a preacher who disapproved of his daughter running off to concerts. She would have to sneak out to those. But he did, perhaps unwittingly, provide another musical outlet for her, and an early ticket to her career.
I mean, music was the part that excited me the most when I go to church, because the sermon is never ending. It takes a long time for the choir to give me a chance to do a solo. But when the director of the choir noticed my voice, they gave me one song.
La rivière m'entaye, m'tendon cantonado. La rivière m'entaye, m'tendon cantonado. Dio ya ou le baguette la pour moi. Dio souple ou le baguette la pour moi.
And there was one night a bunch of missionary came to baptize, and an American pastor that was preaching that night called the pastor of my church and said, like, you know what, this girl really have a voice. He said, like, we're willing to pay tuition for 4 years for her to go to school. I mean, that's like, you know when you have an unexpected gift. So it was like out of this world. 4 years of music.
Ooh, ooh,
Michelle's musical training was heavily classical, but balancing this out was the popular Haitian music she heard blaring from the bus speakers on the hour-and-a-half ride she took to and from school every day.
You listen to compa, you listen to every kind of songs possible. I think it forged my musical, not musical taste, but I think, how do you process a song? How do you envision the whole story and what should go behind it? I think the whole things start from there.
Nous vini contre babou bab, nous ri juste en nous pas capable. L'entend nous pas croisé, pas tout sans minou yo boise. C'était l'entend la caridad.
Those rides inspired Michelle to compose. And then, when an opportunity arose to learn a new genre, she grabbed it. In a nationwide competition for a scholarship to jazz school in Detroit, Michelle would have to beat out hundreds of other vocalists and convince her very protective parents.
There was this contest, and then I bring these two songs to Collège Saint-Pierre, and the director of the school had to go to my house to ask my mom to let me just be a part of that competition. And we end up being the two of us, one flute player and one vocalist in the whole entire country. We're talking about people obsessed, wanted to really get their music heard, bringing more than, I don't know, 500 tape, 1,000 tape to be heard. And then they chose us, and my mother and my father didn't want me to go.
Michelle's parents were concerned about reports of Detroit's high crime rate. But they finally relented, reassured by the fact that their daughter was to stay with a very religious family. Michelle attended the Detroit Jazz Center for 2 years, learning how to scat and developing confidence.
She did with a ba, shy pepe, yeah. Couillon chemin tout tracé.
She returned to Haiti ready for takeoff. She got into a relationship with a member of one of her favorite bands, Zeclin, and they began writing songs together, until he pushed her to write her own.
And then one day he said, like, you know what? That song, I'm not touching it. This is a song that should be about what a female perspective of a relationship should be, or female that take control. I mean, this is the way I see you. And then boom, 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 he really left me. I had one day, I don't know how, but just the whole background with the traveling, with seeing other musicians, and it just came one shot. The first contract I had in Paris with Cobalt was because of that song. And because it created such a big noise in all the island, and I was receiving to a fee here and there for a song that really blasts that a female have the right to choose also. And it is not, you have to wait for a man to make the first step. That was exactly what the song was about. I found a man and I intend to make it work, and then this is what I feel, this is what it, so. And the first contract we had with Japan was also because of that song. So it was a big blast.
Flamme, or Flame, was released a couple of decades ago. Since then, Michelle has recorded scores of songs on 10 albums. Her followers welcome the new, but never seem to tire of the old.
People have a hard time to move on. I think it's a psychological effect also. The first time you see someone very young, and then you see also the video was like, forget it, I was like 95 pounds. And I dare to wear a bathing suit. It was about feeling comfortable, feeling totally free and enjoying that. And I think people never forget that image. You know, I had my hair cut with like Grace Jones high top, not leaving anything behind. And I think that image stays with people. They always like feel, you will do other songs that we love, it's okay, you know, but you're never gonna do a song like Plum.
Michelle remains a victim of her own success, striving to stretch herself as a musician while meeting the demands of audiences in love with her past hits.
I acknowledge the fact that the audience is also the king. I always have that feeling like, okay, yeah, here we go.
Today, the song audiences demand most, and that's guaranteed to get people on their feet, is Akaikao, the spelling of the name Akiko, a woman she met while on tour in Japan.
They asked me to do G-Wave, it's one of the biggest radio they had, an interview. And here I am, I opened the door, I saw my name written in red, big, welcome, Emeline, and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, how am I going to speak? Because the guy is obviously Japanese and doesn't speak no French. And then they had a translator for me, which I find out when I was panicking. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a disaster. They're going to realize I don't. And then boom, Akiko, that was her name, Akiko. And I realized, my God, communication in whichever way, if it's music, the instrumentation, if it's one person, it's just the best tool that you could have at your disposal. We became very good friends, and I asked her what her name is, what is the meaning, and she said, Daughter of the Light, and here we go.
A crowd may leave an Emeline Michel concert satisfied when it's heard Akaikao, but Michel herself needs more than that.
This is a new era, and absolutely, you got to take the chances. It's a normal process of growing and, should I say, blossoming. I want to use that word because it's, for me, it's like a plant. Some season you have leaves, some season there's no leaves. And then you have to allow that natural, for nature to take its course.
This means taking things down a notch. She exhibited this new style at Joe's Pub in New York last November, singing with a stand-up bass, guitar, and in theory a kora, though the kora player canceled at the last minute.
I enjoyed that, and I think the direction, that's where it's gonna be. It's very bare, simple, no makeup. And I have to, in order to respect that creativity that is a gift to you, I have to follow what I feel. And yes, it's heading towards the two guitars, the bass, very, very melodic elements, but very open, very spacey, and that allowed you to breathe, to fly.
Toi fais, toi racino, je t'ai oublié. Songer, on dit toi fais, toi
Sagasino. It's been there all the time, and all my friends know my fantasy is just to do purely an acoustic album. It will happen, all the channels, and spiritually, and where I'm at right now, this is the right moment for me to put an album like that out.
Passe-moi, toi fais tomber la dame. Je t'ai oublié, ramassé.
Michelle says she gets inspiration from conversations with her mother, from watching people say goodbye at the airport, and from books like the Nigerian novel Half of a Yellow Sun. But most of her inspiration comes from just going home to Haiti, which she's done a lot of in recent years.
Every scenery in Haiti is a story. Every scenery, wherever you put your eyes, just Port-au-Prince itself is pictures after pictures and portrait after portrait. And life lesson, very incredible things to say. So I think Haiti is one of the places where I get the most of my writing. I do think there's places in the Caribbean that have that charm and aspect, but in terms of history and vibration, something is very strong in the mixture of culture, and there's a bubbly sense of art in every Asian. They take things from the street and transform it and make it like, I don't know, monument in your house. I think it's so rich and it's so profound. There's something very spiritually strong about Haiti. I'm biased. I should say biased.
Michelle says Haitian immigrants around the world always like to think they'll move back someday. But she really believes she will when her 9-year-old son is a bit older. She talks about hope, seeing the seeds of stability and development in her country. She also sees hope in Haitian music.
Oh, at a wonderful stage right now. I have been seeing so many young people creating new style. They develop what they got from the rap and mix it with some very hardcore conga. And then here I am listening to a brand new music. I think it's powerful, and I saw also beautiful goddess really thinking that music is the way to go, and that is something I haven't felt for a long time. When there's Nadege de Graville, and there's also Renette Désir, these are two important names. I know that they're gonna fly solo and strong. It's very positive.
After our interview in Central Park, Michelle said how excited she was to spend Christmas with her son in Port-au-Prince and Jacmel, two towns subsequently devastated by last month's 7.0 earthquake. Many of those able to stay positive and make music through past periods of violence and disaster have now been silenced by grief. But around southern Haiti, in the remaining churches and in streets and refugee camps, the occasional rhythm and melody can be heard from voices, instruments, and portable radios, providing moments of relief in the ongoing and pervasive suffering, and reminding everyone of the spiritual power of music. Emeline Michel and Microfondo are hoping to support some of Haiti's musical talents.
Depuis longtemps, nous luttons sur le front des Amériques, et nous tombons comme Toussaint l'Ouverture, Delgrès, Macandal. Mais nous nous relevons avec la voix de Bob Marley.
For Microfondo, I'm Amy Bracken, going out on my favorite Emeline Michel song, Beni Yo, which means bless them.
Pour un jour ça a changé, et l'homme même attendant et ne pas songer. L'espoir donné pour sa conviction yo exilé, qui campé qui n'a toute cause mêlé, ça yo qui remettait l'honneur campé. Venio, venio,
venio. toujours mette tête yo en dernier. Ça yo qui démarque démagogie qui réagit. Nous pas rester caillé pour aller. Ça yo qui tombe pour la paix lever. Dans mi temps plongaillé mal est pendu.